Welcome to the Black African American Race Man Podcast, a 15-minute weekly podcast discussing solutions to problems negatively impacting Black African American people. I am your race man, Cyril Campbell III. Welcome to episode one of the Black African American Race Man Podcast. My name is C. Earl Campbell. I am your race man. Today I'm going to talk about a rudderless people, This podcast will focus on solutions to problems that are negatively impacting Black African American people. And what I mean about a rudderless people, I am specifically talking about Black African American leadership that has failed to create a comprehensive national Black empowerment plan for Black African American people. So a ship without a rudder has no direction. It will go around and around in circle, exhausting fuel, and nothing seems to happen. I believe Black African American people are in such a state. My concern is that as things continue to move forward and advancements are made with artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation, that Black African American people will find ourselves in a position of not having a good job to fall back on. We will become an obsolete labor class as a great Black leader, Dr. Claude Anderson, always warns us about in his books, Powernomics and Black Labor, White Wealth, and some of the others that he's written. We have no shortage of Black politicians who I don't call leaders. They produce no solutions to the problems devastating Black African American people. As a matter of fact, they have participated and voted for policies like the crime bill, which devastated Black African American communities, led to the mass incarceration. And even when they control both houses of Congress and Barack Obama as president of the United States, they refuse to repeal or replace or do anything about those laws that resulted in the mass incarceration and the devastation of the Black African American community. So we have lots of politicians, but no true leaders. We have lots of churches that are preparing people to make their transition when we die. But many of the denominations, even within denominations, those organizations refuse to come together, pool their resources for the betterment of their community. They generally serve those who are in leadership and their family to ensure that all of the spoils that are collected through tithes and offerings go towards showing the appreciation. It is a wonderful hustle for those of us who understand the game. So, what I want to talk about are how do we get from being a rudderless people, which means that we have to demand a rudder or a national comprehensive plan. And when I mean a national comprehensive plan. I'm talking about something that is available across all of the states where you have a majority Black African American population. When I talk about comprehensive, I am meaning one that covers all areas in which Black African American people exist, live, work, play, educate, medicate, participate in the legal and political aspects of American society. We must control our economics and our education and have a belief system that empowers us to move beyond our social and economic conditions. And that must include everyone. That must include our infants, our pregnant mothers, our children, our teenagers, our young adults, our adults, our middle-aged men and women, our seniors, and our elderly. We must control the process from when we are born until we make that transition. And that is what I mean about a comprehensive plan. This plan must be inclusive of Black African American organizations, from fraternities and sororities to Black engineers and social workers, physicians, all of the Black professions must be included in this process. The other part about the comprehensive plan is that we must prepare ourselves to compete, which means that ownership of business, ownership of our technology, ownership of our inventions, our innovations, and control those intellectual properties, produce and manufacture goods and services as every other group does. So this is what I mean about having a rudder and no longer being a rudderless people. The opposition is there are people, particularly in the white community, who benefit from the estimated $1.2 trillion annually that Black African Americans generate through labor. They want to continue to receive those dollars. And then there are also a few Black African Americans, businesses and corporations that also benefit from those dollars out of the Black community. We have to require that people put something back into our communities. If we're going to spend our money with other groups, then those groups are accountable and should be accountable to reinvesting back into our community. Now, they have no reason to reinvest back in our community because today we spend our money with them without requiring them to give us a dime back. That is inappropriate behavior. That must stop. So in order to have a rudder, we first must have a comprehensive plan put forth that is filled with compassion and understanding. We must also understand that Black African American people have been conditioned over 400 years of enslavement toward self-hatred, toward all of the negative aspect of our societies. This century and last century, we must also recognize that the federal government continues to have a hand in disrupting and destroying the Black African-American community. From the policies of Ronald Reagan, who believed that Black African-Americans were monkeys. He and Oliver North involved in the Iran-Contra trading arms for cocaine and then dumping the crack cocaine into the Black community, which devastated the Black community. Then comes along George Bush and Bill Clinton, who wants to get tough on crime, passing three strike laws, the crime bill, welfare reform bill, which led to the mass incarceration of Black African-American people. Let's not forget the Center for Disease Control, CDC's Tuskegee experiment, where they gave syphilis to Black African-American men and allowed them to have that disease for decades and spread it without treatment when there were treatments for it. So we must acknowledge that these kind of things exist, including the federal government FBI COINTELPRO program, which has just been morphed into a black, I'm trying to think of the correct name that they're calling it, terrorist, black extremist program that the FBI is running to target organizations like Black Lives Matter and protesters for demanding that police stop brutalizing and murdering Black African-American people. So that's a list of some of the things that are part of the Rudder List community. Let's talk about solutions now, because I want to focus on how we move forward, how we solve our own problems, knowing that we're going to face opposition. So this is not for the faint. This is not for the weak. The federal government generally has a track record of assassinating Black leaders that they cannot co-opt and corrupt and put them in positions of leadership while they do nothing to solve any of the problems. So if you look around and you examine all of the Black leaders who are in heading national organizations, civil rights organizations and other organizations, look at the state of people in terms of their leadership, and you will find that many of them are self-serving. Many of them get their funding from outside of the Black community largely, except maybe when we have conferences or conclaves or national meetings. But those leaders have literally given up on trying to solve the problems facing Black African-American people. That's why they refuse to put a comprehensive plan in place to address the social and economic conditions. So one of the things that I think we need is a single organization focused specifically on the uplift and empowerment of Black African American people in specific areas: economic development, social, medical, legal, political, security, and education areas. By doing so, we will be able to literally pool our resources and use those resources to compete in all those areas. I believe that this is what is needed. to add a rudder to Black African American people, and it is going to require more race men like myself get involved to make this a reality. You have been listening to the Black African American Race Man podcast, coming to you once a week to talk about solutions to the problem negatively impacting Black African American people. Thank you for tuning in. Please share this podcast with your friends and have them stay tuned for the next update.